for Father's Day and celebrating dads. And we first and foremost, God, want to say thank you for being a glorious father to each one of us. And God, as we do really try to put a smile on our faces this morning, I pray that you would bless our time together, that you would encourage dads, and that we would all go out of the room with a sense of just being invigorated or blessed by you. So thank you for being with us. Thank you for leading us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So Father's Day, as you guys know, anytime it's a holiday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, I really try to do stuff that's encouraging. So I could get in your business and talk about what lousy dads we are. Oh, and then we'd all go home feeling terrible. I don't want to do that. What I really want to do is encourage you this morning. I hope we laugh a little together. I hope that as we're talking, you will be thinking as a dad, like, yeah, I kind of get that a little bit. And what I want to do is talk about the connection between God as a Heavenly Father and what we can learn from Him. But before we do that, I was online reading stuff, and I just thought, oh, I want to laugh a little this morning. So these are some texts that go back and forth between dads and their kids. Okay, so maybe you'll think they're funny. I thought some of them were funny. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But first text is a kid is taking the SAT. So the dad texts her, and he says, hey, you ready? And she writes back, ugh, I'm so nervous. And he writes back, remember, everyone thinks you're a retard anyway, so the expectation level's low. Like, I think he's just trying to make her laugh. A kid goes to career counselor. This is like, moms and dads are different. You guys understand that. Like, dads are like, yes, no, good, bad, and moms want to, like, write a book about everything that happens. So this is the difference between a mom and a dad. The daughter writes this. She says, I made an appointment with my career counselor to come up with a four-year plan for college. The dad writes back one word, cool. The mom, this is the mom's response, fantastic, exclamation point, exclamation point. Very proud of you, exclamation point, exclamation. Again, you have a great head on your shoulders and a wonderful heart that blesses many. You bless with your words and kindness and presence. Love you. She's just going to see the counselor, for God's sakes. I mean, it's, you know, dads are like real simple. And this one's dumb. Difference between a tuna, a piano, and hot glue. What's the difference between tuna, a piano, and hot glue? Daughter writes back, I don't know. Well, you can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna. Daughter writes back, what about the glue? I knew you'd get stuck on that. A birthday wish. The son writes this, or the dad writes, what do you want for your birthday? Son writes back, a girlfriend that isn't crazy. The dad writes back, you should ask for something more realistic, like a dragon. This one's my favorite, the last one also. The kid sends to dad, can you pick me up? Dad says, why, what happened? Said the teacher pointed a ruler at me and said, at the other end of this ruler is an idiot. So I asked, which end? Kid writes back, I got suspended. The dad says, you're awesome and you're not even grounded. You know, fatherhood's hard. It really is. And raising kids in this culture is really difficult. Dad, is that true? Come on, dads, is that true? It's hard to know, like, what's good, bad, evil, right, wrong. What do you let them get exposed to? When do you let them get exposed to it? I mean, like, my experience as a dad is I've always protected my kids from, like, everything. And as they're getting older, I'm realizing that maybe I should have exposed them a little more at times. Because, I mean, one thing I love is my kids are very naive. I actually like that. But the other thing is they're so naive that they're gullible. Hello? Am I talking to anybody? So there's kind of this sense, but it's hard to know how to do it. Is that true? Help me out, dads. Is it true that it's hard to raise your kids in this culture? Okay, holy cow, you guys are killing me. Is there no dads in the room? Dads, are you here? Yes. Yeah, like one word. You got to love that, huh? Is it hard to raise your kids in this culture? It is. It's hard to know what's good and bad and right and wrong. And I think the best way to learn is a lot of times we can look at how Father God interacts with us. Like, what did he do? What are his characteristics, his traits? What are the things that he does that we could model and copy? So the first one is this. First one's this. God is steady. Like, he's steady. And dads, we need to be what? Steady. We need to be consistent, stable. We need to be like solid, not wavering all the time. In James 1:17, it says this, that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow or shifting. It's good is useful, pleasant, agreeable, good and perfect, complete, wanting nothing necessary for wholeness. That's what God is talking about. No shifting, no gray areas. Dads, are the gray areas hard? Okay, oh man. Ladies, are the gray areas hard? Because you guys will talk to me. I'm giving up on the dads this morning. None of them want to talk to me. Look, it's hard to know, like, gray areas. You know, how many of you have ever had to make a choice with your kid that's unpopular? You know, they come home and they say, hey, Dad, there's this thing going on and I want to go to it. And you're like, I don't want you around those kids. And you say what? No. And then you're the worst dad ever. Like, you control me and you're evil. And it's hard to know where that line is. Like, where's the line between controlling your kids and protecting them? Where's the line? And the truth is this, that line is different with every kid. I got three of them, three kids. I got a son, I got two daughters. My son, he's a little bit more streetwise. I can let him step into some things and he's smarter. My girls, I love them. They're both in the room. They're cute as heck. That's a problem. It is. Because if I send them off to the party, they're going, no, the boys are flirting with me. I know they are. You're cute. But boys are a little bit more streetwise. So the way I parent even my kids, each one of them is different based on age, maturity, sex. Man, I remember, man, I don't know about you guys. I grew up in a really traditional family. Okay, check it out. I'm the baby of 12 kids. Yes, 12. And that is with one mom and dad who were married 50 years before my dad passed. Okay, so it's not like a blended family. It's 12 biological brothers and sisters. Well, 11. I'm the 12th. Seven boys straight, four girls straight, then me. Okay. Good news is I didn't get hand-me-downs. That's cool. But the way my dad parented my brothers, my mom and dad, and the way they parented my sisters, and they'd always say this, it's not fair. You let Paul do it. You let Johnny do it. And my dad was always like, it's different out there. He parented differently based on who they were and what they were exposed to and how, like, streetwise they were. You know, and it's important for us that we set boundaries. Dad, set boundaries. Don't let your kids be exposed to everything, but also don't let them be exposed to nothing. Somewhere in there, there's a line, and you have to discern it as a dad. I'm gonna wing it a little bit, so I hope you guys go with it. My son's just turned 18, just graduated from high school. And I love my son. You know, like, you spend 18 years pouring into somebody. And tell me if this happens to anybody else. How many of you guys parent from fear? Like, you don't want them to do anything dumb. Okay, you guys are lying. You guys need to talk to me or I'm going to say amen and we'll all go home. Okay, I'm just serious. How many of you guys parent from fear? Like, you're worried about what's going to happen to them if I let them go there, if I let them see this. It's going to ruin them. It's going to taint them. And what I'm learning is after 18 years of parenting my son, that there comes a point where you've got to trust what you imparted. You've got to believe that, one, they're going to make some good decisions. Watch this. And they're also going to make some what? Bad ones. I don't want them to make any bad decisions. What about you guys? Oh, no bad decisions, because bad decisions can last a while, huh? I don't want to make any bad decisions. You know, don't go out with this girl. Don't flirt with that girl. Is she a Christian? Is she not? I'm like bugging him all the time. And after a while, you just kind of have to sit back and go, you know, he's not a stupid kid. And he knows God, and we've trained him well. At this point, he's got to figure some stuff out, amen? So I parent him different. Now, do I do that with my girls? No, I don't think they're there yet. Will I, girls? I love you too. They're both sitting right there. Yes, I will at some point. Not yet, though. So don't get froggy on me. I'm just saying. So I'm learning that seasons change, and you got to handle each season differently with each kid. You got to be wise about how to do it. And dads, the most important thing is be stable. Don't be wishy-washy. Think like this. God is never what? Wishy-washy. He's never yes in one moment and no in another. He stays true. See, listen, here's the thing that you can learn. The circumstances may change. The principles never do. What's true is what? True. And that's what you toe the line on. So I just want to encourage you guys. Don't lose heart in doing it. The other thing is this, that God is really strong. Like, God is a strong tower, right? Now, how many of you guys, when you were little, like, boys, come on, talk to me. You'd start talking to your friends, you're like five or six, you're like, my dad can beat up your dad. Come on, anybody ever do this? And you're, no, you're stupid, my dad can beat up your dad. And then you'd say something back like, my dad's got a gun. Well, my dad's got a bigger gun. Well, my dad's got a tank. Your dad didn't have a tank. Come on, but we would do that because we were trying to prove something that strength is what? Important. It's a value. Listen, guys, your kids see you as invincible. They see you as no one can dominate or overtake you. And then the older they get, they realize, wow, that's not true. Like, dads are real people. In times, they're vulnerable. And at times, they make mistakes. And listen, I want to encourage you, live life honestly before them. Live it honestly, but be strong. Listen, this is what it says about God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to him and be safe. Listen, guys, you need to be that strong tower in your home. Your kids need to be able to go to you and draw strength from you in different seasons. They don't need you to jump into the whirlwind with them. Hello, am I talking to anybody right now? They don't need you to do that. They need you to stay. This is steady. This is what the Word of God says. This is what's true. And then you toe that line and you'll watch your kids land on their feet over and over again. Man, it's a shifting culture. It's hard. God doesn't change. God is always strong. And when we lead this way with our kids, they won't compromise. Listen, don't compromise in your homes. Don't be worldly. Don't be worldly. I'm trying to encourage you right now. Don't be worldly, because when you're worldly, they watch you more than they listen to you. Everybody watches an example way more than they hear your words. There are so many things I've said to my children, don't do this, and then they watch me do it, and they kind of go, huh? That doesn't make what? Sense. They will always watch your example way more than they will your words. Because they're looking for you to be godly. They're looking for you to toe the line. They're looking for you to make decisions to keep the household safe. Look, is there room for failure? I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. But I'm saying, man, don't compromise in your home. Listen, compromise. If you take the word, you break it down. Don't co-promise. Don't take God's promise and put another promise alongside it that isn't from God. Toe the line high. Don't compromise. Keep a godly standard in your home, and you'll watch your kids follow that. See, God is also this. He's righteous. Man, I don't know about you guys, but that's such a religious word, isn't it? Doesn't righteous feel religious? Okay, you guys are all lying. Doesn't righteous feel religious? Doesn't it feel like a religious word? It does. But God says this, that he's righteous, and he wants us to walk in righteousness. Yeah, I saw this really funny video yesterday. It was cute. You know those things where you can put like the parent's face over the kid's face? You know, so there's this little 2-year-old baby, and the baby's talking, and the baby's got a mustache and a goatee. You know, so it's like talking, and the baby says this with the dad's lips moving, though. I look like Jesus. I thought it was great. Little baby with a goatee, because the kids are going to, they're going to want to emulate and model the things that we pour into them. See, when we demonstrate a godly lifestyle for them, they'll practice it and copy it. But when we let craziness in, we can get ourselves in trouble. Matthew 5:48, it says this, it says, therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect, or be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. Man, that means to have integrity or virtue, to be solid on the inside and on the outside. Man, that sounds so hard. How many of you guys have ever tried to be perfect? Look, all the ladies are honest. There's like one guy hand up in the whole room, two of them. Listen, you can't be perfect. What God is saying is keep maturing and keep growing and keep practicing holiness, keep practicing godliness, and keep coming back to me. Listen. I hope, guys, you catch what I'm about to say. This might be the most valuable thing I say in the whole service. Don't be perfect. Keep going back to the well. Keep going back to God. When you mess up, demonstrate for your kids vulnerability. Demonstrate to them that you know how to repent, that you know how to get restored. Listen, when you blow them up, you're mean, you're angry, you're short, you're edgy, you do something wrong in front of them, listen, let me encourage you. Go back and ask for their forgiveness. Because what you're doing is you're modeling lifestyle when you do that. You're modeling godliness when you do that. The same way you need to get forgiven with God, you need to keep wholeness in your family. You know, I don't know, I look at it sometimes and I think, me as a father, you know, I know what I've done, I know where I've been, I know the things I've practiced, I know the things that still run through my heart. You know, and I think kids are great. But when I look at kids, I think, man, they're little me's. They're little Heathers, James and Heather. I see our tendencies and our traits bubble up in them. And when they do something right, we go, woohoo, she got that from me. You guys ever do that? You see something else, that came from you, honey, because I don't do that kind of, you know, that's what I'm, we do that, don't we? But the reality is this, that kids model us. They're little representations. Like, I'm wearing a Dodgers shirt. Go Dodgers. Actually, they're the hottest team in baseball right now. That's a good thing, because they were the coldest at the beginning of the season. They're finally over 500. That's awesome. And they have the most home runs in the league. Anyways, commentary done on sports. But I like the Dodgers. And I grew up going to Chavez Ravine. I lived in Monrovia, so we used to go and sit in the bleachers and do all that. I got a few people going, Dodgers. Yeah, I love the Dodgers. I think they're cool. Angels, I know it's in the Bible, but I don't like them. I don't. I never have. Just not an Angels fan. Mike Trout's solid, though. I got to say, the guy can play ball. But I'm just not an Angels fan. But I started watching the Dodgers. You know, last year, they finally make the World Series after forever. And I'm watching the Dodgers game on my baseball app on my phone. And I'm not watching the game. I'm watching the pitches, you know, game day thing. And watch pitch by pitch. So my daughter's sitting next to me, Julie. She's like, Dad, what is that? She's looking. She's like, hey. So she downloads the app. And so now I'm out there cleaning the pool or something. She walks out. She goes, hey, Dodgers are winning 3-2. You know, she's telling me the score now. Because I like the Dodgers. She likes the Dodgers. So then, you know, you guys, I'm a Cowboys fan when football comes around. I am. Woohoo. Go Cowboys. I got a few woos. And so I say to my son, hey, I know, woohoo, hey, it's on now. It's going to be a good football season. I can tell. So football, and I say to my son, I'm a Cowboys fan. He says, yeah, Dad, I like the Steelers. I'm like, get out of my house right now. Then I thought, man, a little rebel. I guess he is a little like me, huh? I don't know. But they copy us. They love the things we love. They hate the things we hate. If we love the things of the world, they will love the things of the world. If we love the things of God, they will what? They'll love the things of God. Those are values that as fathers, listen, guys, hear me. You have an amazing, like, contribution from God to you as a parent. You have the power to shape their destinies. You really do. What you believe in, what you buy into, what you love, what you hate, they will copy. Come on, dads, am I telling the truth right now? I'm telling the truth right now. So listen, choose now that you're going to honor God. I love it when Joshua was battling over what he's going to do. He said, listen, well, you guys go do whatever you want, but me and my house, we're going to serve God. See, when you make that kind of decision, God is not looking for you to like go from a one-year-old Christian to a 50-year-old Christian overnight. He's looking for you to make a decision day by day to honor him what? First. Put him first. I understand that's a challenge. I'm just like you. I got to put my pants on. I got to make decisions. I got to walk with God just like all of you do. But at the end of the day, it's this, is God first? Because whatever you do, they'll do. You don't honor him, they won't honor him. Man, I'll tell you what, you guys, I am a royal screw up. Like, I make mistakes, man. I love God passionately. I make mistakes all the time. Like, I honestly, this does go through my head. I actually think this, and maybe it's a bad thought, but I think, man, God, why would you entrust me people and then ask me to make them adults that love you? I mean, what a crazy gig, huh? Fatherhood's hard. Parenting is hard. But God says, this is what I ask you to do. I ask you to model for them, to live life honestly in front of them. My kids see our successes. They see our failures. They see when we win. They see when we lose. And they watch us keep. You can go. Listen, I challenge any of you in the room. I'm not a great dad, but you can go ask my kids. You can go ask them. Does your dad live honestly what he preaches? They're going to say yes to you. And I didn't tell them to say that. You can ask them to be honest, and they will tell you, yeah. And if you ask this question, does your dad screw up all the time? They'll ask, sometimes. Sometimes he's impatient, especially when I come home from fishing all day and I got to help my daughter write a paper. Ooh, I was not happy. And I wasn't nice, huh, Julie? I wasn't. But I still sat down and helped her, even though I was grouchy. Just said, get me coffee or something that I want to snack on. But I'm just saying, I mess up too. It's the point I'm making. But I'm saying this to you. Mess up, learn from it. Learn from it. Learn how to grow. Learn how to become more Christ-like. Our kids are not looking for perfection, but they are looking for us to be honest. See, listen, dads, keep growing. Don't give up. Keep maturing. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be vulnerable with your weaknesses. Be humble with your strengths. Listen, and always give glory to God. To who?
God.
To God. Always give glory to God. Listen, whatever you got came from him, good, bad, or ugly. Learn, grow, and then offer it back to God. Man, advice. How about God being an advice giver? He's a great counselor, isn't he? Isaiah, this is a very familiar passage, 9:6. It says this, "For unto us a child will be born, a son will be given, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Listen, dads, listen. Counselors don't control, they counsel. Now watch, you can ask my kids this. I'm not good at this one. That's why I put it in the notes, to remind me. Don't control them, counsel them. Give them advice and step back and let them mingle in with the Spirit of God. I've said this many times from this pulpit. Remember, I said this to each one of you. Parents, dads especially, because it's Father's Day, teach your kids to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That'll be the best thing you ever give them. If you can teach them to be convicted inwardly when they're doing something wrong, you don't have to worry about controlling them. You don't. You know, I watch my kids wrestle around with stuff. I watch them make bad decisions. I watch them make good decisions. My hope is this, that all of this work in training them will result in this, that they're sensitive to the voice of God, that they're sensitive to Him when He says, don't go there, even though no one will know, even though mom and dad won't find out, even though I go on iCloud and I try to find my kids and where they're at. Are they where they said they're going? You stalk your kids? Yes, I do. I do, because I want to make sure they're safe. I do. Sometimes they're on the, like, they're late. I mean, you ask Michael, he's driving all the time. He's going here. He's out to Chino with friends. And I'm like, man, it's 10:30. I wonder if he's left yet. I log in. Okay, he's on the freeway. He's on the 60. And then I check in, and 2 or 3 minutes later, okay, he's 4 or 5 miles down the road, so he's not in an accident. Cool. He's going to be home soon. I don't want to text him because I don't want him to text back while he's driving. Am I the only parent who does this? iPhones are beautiful. They are. But the truth, I'm just trying to look out for them. But at the end of the day, ultimately, they've got to make their own choices. They've got to pick who they're going to date, where they're going to work, where they're going to go to school. My job is to train them to be sensitive to the Spirit of God and how He speaks to them. And then to love them unconditionally. Man, I'll tell you, I've warned my kids about everything. Don't come home with this. Don't come home telling me that. But the truth is this. If they screw up, I'm going to love them and help them. I might be really mad, maybe even embarrassed, that I didn't do a very good job as a dad. But at the end of the day, I'm going to love them and help them. The same way all of you would, right? Watch. The same way our Heavenly Father does. Amen? Because all of us are mess ups. And He just keeps loving us back. Truth keeps helping us. Now, kids, some of you younger people in the room, and parents, I want to encourage you. You have an anointing. You're like, that's an anointing. That's another one of those religious words. You have a deposit from God to understand your kids. Listen to me. You see them like nobody else sees them. You see their strengths. You see their weaknesses. Don't be timid with that. Like, read your kids and encourage them in the areas they need to grow and step away and say, hey, you may not want to pursue that one. That might not be good for you. You were entrusted with that by God. And kids, I love you. We're not trying to control you sometimes. We are sometimes. We're not all the time. We're not. Sometimes we're just trying to help you not make a bad decision, to not touch the iron in the fire that we've touched when we were young. We're just trying to help you not make a mistake that'll cause you pain. But at the end of the day, we're here to love you and encourage you. And dads, I love you. You have a gift from God to see your kids. Use it. Don't be silent in your homes. Support them. Be vigilant. Battle for them. Pray for them. Oh, man. You know, I've been really convicted about something lately. How many of you guys are really good at complaining? Okay, the rest of you are liars. We're going to have an altar call for you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm really good at complaining. And God has just really been checking. Anytime I start complaining, just checks me. I start grumble, this thing, and grumble, you know, Michael, Julia, grumble, Bella, you know, Heather did, blah, blah, grumble, church, grumble. And God's like, would you stop it? Like, I think it annoys Him. I do. I think He's like, ugh, that sounds. And this is what He's doing with me, though. This is the point. This is what He's doing. Don't complain, pray. Don't complain. Yeah, God, what about Mike? Just pray for him. Just pray for him. Stop right now and ask me to be with him. Ask me to lead him. Like you preach, ask me to be God to him right now. Okay, God, could you lead him? Could you guide him? Could you convict him? Could you love him? Could you embrace him? Could you help him understand all that's going on in his world and keep him in peace? Lots of changes. The kid just graduated school. He's working full time. Go, Michael. I love my kids. I'm really proud of them. I really am. But I understand this, they're all in seasons of change. all three of them. I got one graduating from high school. I got one going into high school. I got another one about to start driving, so get off the sidewalks. I'm just saying, you know, I do. But they're all in gigantic seasons of passage. I can either be afraid of that or I can celebrate it. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm choosing to celebrate it. Am I afraid at times? Heck yeah. When your kid says, I'm 18 now. Yeah, I know, that means you can go to jail. That's all that means. That's not, you get to vote too, who cares? You know, you're just trying to help them make better decisions. That's fatherhood, isn't it? Isn't that trying to navigate life with them and not control them and encourage them? And I'm not going to lie to you, at times it's scary. And God keeps saying this, pray for them. Pray that I'm with them. Pray that they see me. Pray that they sense me. Pray that they understand when I close a door that it's me loving them, not stopping them. Because so often we think like, God closed a door, he must be against me. No, he's protecting you. Hello? Come on, old people. How many doors has God closed? 5 years later, you say what? Thank you. Oh my goodness. I am so glad that I didn't marry every girl that I thought was gonna be my wife. I'm talking to the young people, by the way. No, she's the one. No, she's not. She's not. Trust me. I'm glad I waited till I found the one. I really am. And all of you in the room say amen to that because you understand what I'm talking about. All the answered prayers, the unanswered prayers that were actually blessings from God, what you're doing is you're teaching your kids how to walk with God. You're teaching them how to listen, how to love them when it's successful, when it's a struggle. Listen, dads, do your best to trust God. Be less worried about them. Be less worried. I'm not saying don't worry at all, but worrying doesn't do any good. Be supportive. Be encouraging. Speak into them. Dads, listen to me. Speak into them. Speak into them. Impart to them. Encourage them. I'm encouraging you as a spiritual father. Speak into them. They can. They're able. They're capable. They're loved by God. Speak into them. Listen, so many of us as adults, help me with this, help me. As adults, we struggle with who we are. We're actually, as a culture, we're the most like insecure culture that has ever lived. We're so insecure about who we are and what we're wired to do. And this is all we need is somebody to come along and say, you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. When somebody affirms you, doesn't it feel like, hey, I did something right. Did something right. It's what your kids are looking for. It's what they're looking for. You made a good decision. You're going in the right direction. Now, they're just looking for you to be supportive and encouraging. They're looking for you to believe in them. Watch, the same way we look for God to affirm us. Man, when you're praying and you're looking into a decision and you're trying to make the decision and there's like, man, this and that, and there's outcomes and there's pros and cons, don't you all want the voice of God to say, that's the way, walk in it? Yes or no, church, help me out. Yeah, we all want clarity in the decisions we're making. When we steer our kids, when we encourage them, when we point them, that is exactly what we're doing. The same affirmation we need because we're like uncertain at times, they need because they're in seasons of uncertainty and change. They're just trying to do life and they need our help to help them do that. Okay, so because of time, these are gonna be quick. Dads, be consistent. Don't waver with every pressure. Be consistent. Decide what is good in your home and stick to it. Watch, even if they complain. You're like, oh boy, they're always complaining. Yeah, your kids will what? Complain. You're controlling, you're this, you're that. No, make decisions that are healthy for them. Stick to it. Be wise and be humble. Know what you know. You're not an idiot. Hello, look at me. Dads, you are not stupid. Oh, that wasn't, you guys are all looking at the ceiling. Like, I ain't looking at anything. He just said stupid. You're not dumb. You've lived a little life. Hello? Listen, if you're even a young dad, you're probably in your 30s. If you're a young dad, you're not an idiot. You've seen a little life. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. Trust it and walk in it and then impart it in your family and help them to see the right way. Be faithful. Be faithful. Don't give up. Don't be wishy-washy. Stick to it. Remember this, though. God, our Father, if we're faithless, he remains faithful. Somebody say amen because he can't disown himself. That is so, so good. To God first and foremost, the rest of it will all follow. Keep God first. have integrity. This means be whole. This means all the little bits of your life should all point to God. It means this, that in your workplace, you should honor Jesus. It means in your church environment, you should honor Jesus. In your home, you should honor Jesus. In your fatherhood, you should honor Jesus. In your husbandry, you should honor Jesus. Everything you do should what? Honor Jesus. He should be first. Be faithful and have integrity. Don't let this area of your life have compromise in it, because I promise you, they'll find that area. And then they'll copy it. That's scary to me. It's why I've always tried to live a life that doesn't have compromise in it. I mess up all the time. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but there's some things I just don't let in. And I don't let them in because I don't want my kids to think this is an okay lifestyle. I've had people say to me, you live that way because of fear. Okay, I live that way because of fear, because I used to deal drugs and drink alcohol more than most of you in the room. I live that way because of fear, because I know that I should be dead today, and I'm not. I know that it's by the grace of God that I'm not who I used to be. And I know that I got set free from that stuff, so I don't return to it. I practice the scriptures as a dog returns to his vomit. I don't do that stuff. I stay away from it. So maybe I parent from fear. I would call it wisdom. I would call it wisdom. Don't let sin in your house. Don't compromise, because your kids are watching and they need a godly role model. Remember, example is always the clearest example of communication, period. Example, they're going to watch what you do more than anything else. Be diligent. Teach them not to give up. Everybody wants to give up. Teach them not to give up. When they want to quit, tell them no. I don't want to play sports anymore. You're not quitting. One, I invested the money. You're not quitting. You're staying in. I don't care if you don't like it. They make me run too much. Good, you'll get skinny. Get back out there. And I just tell them, if you made a commitment, you're going to finish. Because teaching them to finish is important. Everybody wants to give up. Be their protector. Let them know that you're a safe place. And then listen, if it goes down, you got their back. I love what one father did. His kid messed up. He went in, defended his kid. But his kid messed up. So he defended his kid, but when the kid got home, it was on. It was on. Listen, there's times they need to know that that you got their back. But listen, let them take their lumps sometimes. Consequences are important. How many of you guys have ever had consequences for a mistake? Did you learn? Yes. Don't protect them from everything. It's not wise. But be diligent. Be their protector. Listen, dads, be predictable. Hold a standard that honors God. I've said that like 100 times. If you're erratic, they're going to be unstable. Keep it consistent. Listen, this is my favorite one. Don't be boring. Don't be boring. Like sometimes godliness is equated with boringness. You know, like if I'm going to be godly, then nothing fun will ever happen. Listen, don't be boring. Sometimes just say yes and bless them. Hey, Dad, can I went to the school during the school year. Hey, Dad, can I come home with you right now? Okay. They still had classes. They're like, really? Like, really? Yeah, get in the car. Let's go get us the T-pumps or something, and let's go. They're like, you're serious? Yeah, but you better do the homework that you're missing. But sometimes you just have to say what? You just got to say yes, because life is full of no's. Like I was, and I'm going to finish with this, and believe it or not, I'm literally finishing with this. Believe it or not, I didn't preach long because worship and communion was long. So yeah, I'm doing pretty good today. That's 2 weeks in a row, huh, Jerry? Huh? She timed me last week and sent me a snapshot of the timer on her phone saying you were under 15 minutes faster. That's awesome. Listen, I read something, or listened to something rather. It was Andy Stanley. And he said this. He said, when there are opportunities that you can say yes for one, even though it's normally no, say yes. It prevents you from being static. It prevents you from being boring. Sometimes just say what? Yes, it's okay. Like, I don't know, you guys have been around long enough to know this, that some of the things that you thought were super important 10 years ago, you wish you would have taken the day off, huh? You wish you would have stayed another day. Hey, we should stay another day. Oh, I got to get home, got to get back to work. Now you would say, oh, if I had that chance again, I would what? Stay another day. That's what I would do. And so I just want to encourage you, don't be what? Boring. Don't be boring. Your kids need you to live life. They need you to be excited. They need you to be vibrant. They need you to be on top of it, not always underneath it. You know, and I get it, man. Life can be hard sometimes. Amen? can be hard. It can be a struggle. But I want to encourage you, dads, you have just a treasured role from God. And God said this, I've empowered you as a dad to your kids, not someone else. Not someone else. I've empowered you. So speak into them. Impart into them. Seek from me the wisdom you need to know, and then give it to your kids. Live a life that they can copy, and you won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. See, what God said to the Israelites when they were leaving Egypt, he said, listen, when you go this way, talk to them about God. When you go that way, talk to them about God. When you're on the way in the path, when you're putting them to bed, put it on the mirrors, put it everywhere so that they know that I should be what? First. Do that with your kids, and you won't be disappointed. So the Bible says this about all of us. Yeah, all of us, our kids are all over the place. My kids are young. Some of you guys have older kids. You're like, man, I'm struggling with them because they don't love God the way I want them to. Train up a child according to his way, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. You keep believing for him. You keep praying for him. You keep holding the standard. Even when they say, no, I don't want to go to church with you, you say, I'll see you in a few hours because I'm going to go worship God. And that model will, over time, speak a volume to them of God's love and your consistency in putting him first. Amen? Amen. Let me pray for the dads, and then I'm going to invite Karina. She's going to do the raffle after we pray. So if you're a dad this morning, I want you to stand. If you're a dad this morning, stand up with me. Okay, and if you're around a dad this morning, put a hand on him. And if you're not with somebody in the reach, you guys can move. You don't have to stay in one spot. But just put a hand on them. We're going to pray for them right now. We're just going to bless them. So, Father God, as you are an amazing dad to each one of us as your children, God, I want to pray an impartation and a blessing over the dads in the room. God, I pray that you would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that you would give them a heart that is just battling on behalf of their kids, even if things aren't the way they desire them to be. God, I pray that you would make them strong and faithful in seasons where they struggle to see your hand on their kids' lives. And God, I pray that you would remind them that you're a God who's for them and not against them. And God, I pray that you would give them a grace. If wherever they're going today, they might be going out to lunch or barbecue, or maybe they're not going to have the opportunity to see their kids today. I pray still that there would be an opportunity to bless and communicate and talk today. And God, for those who are maybe on the outs with their kids, the relationship is strained and it's difficult. God, we pray that you'd make a way, that you would restore just a forgiveness and an opportunity to talk, God, that there would not be a disintegration of the family based on some event that happened. And God, if there's opportunities for forgiveness, we pray that those would happen. Opportunities for confession, we pray that those would happen. And most importantly, over all of this, God, we pray this, Holy Spirit, we need your help. We need your help to be good dads. We need your help to impart for us a heart of compassion and a heart of mercy and a heart of grace and one that's always going back to the well with you to be filled up so that we could go to our families and our children and fill them up. So God, help us to be people full of grace, full of wisdom, and full of you so that we can be all that we can be to our families. God, on this Father's Day, I pray just a blessing over the dads, that you'd give them great joy as they look at their kids, that they'd enjoy it, that they would see the good traits in the ones that need to still be shaped, but they would see positive things in their children. So God, as we prepare to go today, we say thank you so much that we could gather, worship, take communion, that we could celebrate you as our Father and us as fathers today. So be with us in all that we do as we go about our day. Keep us safe and blessed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right, Karina, if you would come. Guys, don't leave yet because she's going to do a quick raffle and then we're done. So make yourselves comfortable and I will dismiss you momentarily. Actually, I'm going to dismiss you after I win. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, your pastor's really competitive. I'm not a little competitive. I want to win all the time. So come on, 960. 960.
So because you're so competitive and I have to work with you, I'm going to have Anna pick the tickets.
That's quite all right.
Be prepared to run out. Okay, just saying.
No pressure, Anna. 960.
Oh, 968.
Ah, you have to go slower than that. That wasn't even fun. You got to go slower. Who won?
I did.
Get out of here. Come get your gift, brother. You know I'm teasing with you.
All right, so the prizes are 2 club seats for the Quakes game on July 3rd, which is their fireworks, their 4th of July celebration. Welcome. Enjoy. Woo. All right, and we have one more.
Okay, read it slowly. We want suspense.
Swish them around.
We want suspense.
Read them in Spanish.
9, 6, 0.
9.
Okay.
5.
Oh.
8.
Oh. Woo, Junior. Awesome. Yeah, no kidding. You guys must have prayed this morning or something. That little section over there has got God all over it. Well, hey, dads, happy Father's Day. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your families. We'll see you next week. God bless.